In this module, we're going to look at one of the most common benefits, and that is company cars. So this is when an employer makes a car available to an employee for private use. If it's only for business use, then this is not a benefit. If it's only a pool car, then this is not a benefit. It's only if it's for private use that it becomes the benefit. Now, how we calculate a benefit is the list price multiplied by a percentage. So let's talk about each of those in turn. So the list price isn't necessarily the price that the employer pays for the car. It's the list price when the car is new, plus any accessories that have been added to the car that have cost more than £100. So this essentially means that if it's a huge company and they get huge discounts from car manufacturers, then that's irrelevant. It's the list price of the car when it was new. So it doesn't matter whether you work for a huge company or a small company, whether your company's got huge discounts from the manufacturer or the dealer, or no discount at all, the benefit is going to be the same. The list price when new, plus accessories that cost more than £100. And the percentage, so the percentage is actually let's look at the percentage. So percentage is between 16 and 37%, and it's based on the carbon dioxide emissions from the car, and we add 4% for diesel cars. This will all make sense in a minute when I show you the table. We add 4% for diesel cars, but that doesn't apply to cars that are registered after the 1st of September 17 and meet the RDE2 standard. Okay, so how do we calculate the emissions? So if your emissions are between 0 and 50 grams per kilometre in a petrol car, then it's the percentage we use is 16%. Remember, we add 4% for diesel. So if it's between 51 grams and 75 grams per kilometre, then it's 19% with the 4% added for diesel. Between 76 grams per kilometre and 94 grams per kilometre, then it's 22% with the 4% added for diesel. And cars of 95%, sorry, 95 grams per kilometre exactly are 23% for petrol, 27% for diesel. And that figure then increases by 1% for every full 5 grams per kilometer of the CO2 emissions up to the maximum of 37%. 37% is petrol or diesel, so the percent will never go above 37%. So let's look at a worked example. My diesel supplement didn't hide. So Claire's provided with a diesel company car with CO emissions of 108 grams per kilometre. So, what percentage should be applied? So let's start working that out. So, going back to Fran. Okay, so for the first 95 grams per kilometre, it's that 23% that we saw in the table earlier. 105 grams. Claire's car is 108 grams. Remember, it's for every full 5 grams over, so we can round that down to 105 grams. 105 minus 95 is 10 grams extra per kilometre. It's 1% for every 5 grams, so that's an extra 2% that we add. And then because it's a diesel car, we add the diesel supplement of 4%, and that's 29%. It's less than 37%, so we can go with that 29%. Okay, other points that are important in this are the running costs. So things, for example, like servicing or MOTs or tires, or they're deemed to be a running cost, and they're not an additional benefit. They're all rolled into that one benefit of having the car. If an employee makes a contribution for private use, then that will be deducted from the taxable benefit. The employee can make a contribution towards the cost of purchasing the car, and that's treated differently That's deducted from the list price. So if they make a capital contribution, it's deducted from the list price. And if they make a contribution to the running cost, then that's deducted at the end. And we'll look at how that works in practice in the worked example. And as I said before, if it's business use only, if it's a pool car, if there's no personal use, then there is no benefit. So let's look at a worked example. So Gary is provided with a diesel company car. CO2 emissions are 112 grams per kilometre. The car has a list price of £24,000 and Gary made a contribution of £4,000 to the cost of the purchase. And he also makes a contribution of £100 to the running cost per month. What's the taxable benefit for the 1920 tax year? So first 95 grams is 23%. We can round it down to 110 grams. 110 minus 95 is 15 grams per kilometre extra. 1% per 5 grams, that's 3%. And it's a diesel car, so it's a diesel supplement of 4%. Taking us to 30%, that's still below the 37%, so we can use that percentage. The list price was £24,000, but Gary contributed £4,000 to it. So it's £20,000 list price multiplied by the percent that we calculated before, 30%, which means that Gary has a taxable benefit of £6,000 for the 1920 tax year. Oh, sorry, forgetting that Gary made this £100 contribution. So £6,000, and then we get to take his £100 contribution per month off of that, so that's £1,200. And the taxable benefit is £4,800. So the contribution that he made to the purchase of the car comes off the list price, and the contribution that he makes towards the running cost comes off the final total before we get to the taxable benefit. So as always, we've got a couple of questions for you to try yourself. Sarah is provided with a diesel company car with CO2 emissions of 161 grams per kilometre. The car has a list price of £38,000. Sarah's not made any contribution to the cost, but she does make a contribution of £200 to the running cost each month, and we're asked what the taxable benefit for her is for the 1920 tax year. Excuse me. And also Tom, he's provided with a petrol company car. His CO emissions are slightly lower at 76 grams per kilometre, and the car has a list price of £8,500. For which Tom made a £1,000 contribution to the purchase, but he doesn't contribute to the running costs. And we're asked the same question, what are the taxable benefits for Tom in the 1920 tax year? As always, the answers to the question can be downloaded below this video.